Does anyone here love to be tested? No, yeah, no. Sometimes we encounter various tests, such as VC, job interviews, or a period of apprenticeship. The test could make us stressed and difficult, but through the test, we can grow, develop, and take what we want to achieve. Today, we read a story of how God did Abraham. The story named by Christians, The Sacrifice of Isaac, The Great Obedience of Abraham, and by Jews, the Akedah, means the binding of Isaac, has provoked heated debate over the centuries. Is it a story of an abusive God, a misguided Abraham, or religious violence? Or is it a story of faith and obedience? Was this the true worship required of the father of faith? Or was God just curious to see if Abraham would resist his own sacrifice? Should Abraham comply with the harsh order to prove his obedience? The story of Abraham's great obedience in the difficult test looks straightforward, but we can find other important points in the story. Focusing on only the test and the sacrifice from this story may bring us into endless disputes, or we may miss the other significant points that the story tells us. So today, I'd like to talk about why this story is important for Christianity and even us. For Christianity, the sacrifice of the beloved Son has obvious resonance with Jesus' death. A ram to replace Isaac, and the ram was sacrificed. It implies the redemptive work of Jesus Christ, which is Christ's sacrifice instead of humankind. That's why Genesis 22 is one of the lectionary readings for the Easter Vigil, and sometimes one of the readings on Good Friday. Moreover, the willingness of Abraham to sacrifice his son became, for early Christians, one of the greatest examples of his faith. Genesis 22 continues to be understood as a story of great faith and an example of God's self-giving of his son, Jesus Christ. Therefore, this is a fundamental story explaining the core of Christianity, such as the sacrifice of the Son of God for human beings, great obedience to God, and trust in God in even difficult times. For us, we can find provision from God in the difficult test. God provides a ram to replace the beloved son Isaac. The writer of Genesis says that, so Abraham called the place, "The Lord will provide," as it is said to this day, "On the mount of the Lord it shall be provided." Abraham's obedience to the test is about faith in God's provision. Obedience can happen from believing in God's provision in times of uncertainty. Obedience is a natural reaction of the trust in believing His provision and love for us. Moreover, the meaning of obedience can be connected and even expanded in Matthew 10, 40 to 42. The passage is very significant for us today. In this passage, Jesus challenges us to receive and welcome others as representatives of Christ. When we extend love, acceptance, and hospitality to those around us, we obey Christ's command and open doors for divine encounters and transformational relationships. In the context of a church, welcoming refers to the attitude, atmosphere, and actions of the church community in embracing and accepting newcomers, visitors, and members. It involves creating an inviting, inclusive, friendly environment for all individuals who enter the church, regardless of their backgrounds, beliefs, or circumstances. Moreover, I think welcoming is a reaction to following Jesus' commandment and an expansion of a relationship with the love of God. Welcoming strangers, the poor, the weak, and neighbors is a constant message throughout the Bible. Welcoming should be continued in difficult times or situations to embrace others because it reflects the teaching of Christ, who emphasized love, acceptance, and hospitality toward all. Welcoming is the obedience to God's love shown through the sacrifice of His Son, Jesus Christ. My brothers and sisters, today we are reminded of the obedience and faith of Abraham and the welcoming of others. Through the self-giving of His Son, Jesus, God shows us His love and invites us into His kingdom with a great welcome. Trust in God's provision and love for us that leads us to be obedient to God even in difficult times. Obedience and welcoming are not to be separated. Being obedient to God is to welcome others. We remember Abraham welcomed the three men with great hospitality in Genesis 18. Great obedience is great welcoming. Let us embrace the call to welcome others. As we receive and welcome others in the name of Christ, we participate in His great work in the world. I'm so happy to know that our church welcomes new people well and makes our church a comfortable space for everyone. Thank you. And also, I'd like you to continue to welcome people. Continuous welcoming is for everyone, not only for new people. Continuous welcoming is not just a work of a particular person, such as a church minister. It is the cooperative work of all of us. Continuous welcoming will lead us to love and be loved with unity in the perfect relationship of the triune God. As we respond to God's call, even in the face of challenges and uncertainties, we can be confident that God will provide and fulfill His promise. May our lives, by your welcoming spirit, extending Christ's love to all around us. May our obedience be unwavering as we trust God's faithfulness and rely on His provision. Amen. Let us pray. Loving God, Abraham's story reminds us of the immense faith and trust in you. Help us, like Abraham, to have unwavering faith in your promises, even when the path before us seems uncertain and difficult. Teach us to surrender our wills to yours and trust that you are always working for our good and provision. In Matthew's Gospel, we hear the words of Jesus as he speaks about receiving and welcoming others in his name. Help us, Lord, to be open and receptive to those whom you send our way. Give us the wisdom and discernment to recognize the divine presence in every person we encounter. May we show hospitality, kindness, and love to them. May we be transformed by your word, allowing it to guide our thoughts, words, and actions. Empower us to be a living testimony of your love and grace, so that others may come to you through our welcoming and obedience. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.